Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us." And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told to them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. The Holy Gospel. I'm struck every time I read that by this little almost editorial aside from St. Luke near the end where he says, "And Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart." All what things? Well, clearly the events of the previous few days, but the story goes back most of the year. And I think of the letters that we get about this time of the year that account and recount the things that people we love have experienced and felt. And actually, Christmas letters are reflections of what we ponder in our hearts as much as they are the details and sequence of events that encompass our year. So I have been imagining, as of late, Mary pondering these things in her heart and what she might have said or written if she wrote us Mary's Christmas letter. Dear friends, what a year it has been. Everything really started when I met Joseph. Family had arranged it, and it so happened we were all together for Elizabeth's baby shower. John, as it turned out, is robust and loud and strong. I was very fortunate our families agreed on Joseph and me. He's a really good man. He has fine skills, a growing carpentry business. He's gentle with me. He's wonderfully kind in ways that are uncommon with men today. I'm not sure how to say this, but in early spring, I found myself with child, impossibly so. It started with an amazing dream and a message that was so otherworldly it could only have been an angel. I was overcome with the Spirit and then with child. Though I knew otherwise, this was terribly difficult news to talk about. I confided in Elizabeth, and her baby leaped in her womb. It was like he knew this was a miracle. Gave me courage to talk to Joseph. We had a very bewildering conversation. I told him that I was overcome, but not in the way that usually means in our world. Girls like me are taken by soldiers and others with very little consequence. And Joseph was horrified at first. When I explained the dream and the angel, he was quiet. And then I didn't see him for 3 days. He'd had a dream too, he said, when he returned. We talked some more, sat quietly by the fire for a while, and then another miracle. Joseph asked me to marry him, and we would be a family. And we are a family tonight. Not that it's been easy. Of all the years, of all the times, all the world should be enrolled, so said Caesar. Several days on the road, great with child, I'd have said in advance, I couldn't bear it. But Joseph led the way to David's city. He seemed to have an especially gentle way with the donkey, and the bumps in the road became bearable. We felt lost at one point. When I began to wonder whether the angel had spoken the truth, we saw the star. The brightest star ever, leading us to, well, wouldn't you know, no vacancy. But Joseph took the innkeeper aside. And we have hay and a small fire and large animals keeping us warm. And one thing more. His name is Jesus. He's here. He's safe. We are safe with him. I'm very tired. He is fast asleep. Joseph will spell me shortly. All I can hear are the sounds of life around me, life at rest. This is only the beginning, I'm sure. But I'm also sure that Jesus is his Father's Son. We'll be fine. We'll be strong. We'll be well. Merry Christmas. Love, Mary.